This is NPR's Life in Berlin. In East Berlin, a few blocks away from the former headquarters of the East German secret police, nestled in between warehouses and a holding guard for Deutsche Bahn trains, there is a house of rock. The Berliner Rockhaus is one of the largest practice spaces for musicians in the city. About 1,000 musicians rent 190 rooms in the building in Lichtenberg.
The Rockhaus is a workhorse for the music scene in Berlin.
That's Thore von Sengen. 4 days a week he's at the Rockhaus, practicing, writing songs, and teaching students.
All the little bands who get the party going at this town, working there.
But that may change. The building was recently bought, and the new owner wants to terminate the lease early. With the case in court, the musicians are in limbo. Signs hang in the window. Rette das Rockhaus, save the Rockhaus. Wir bleiben, we are staying. Berlin's Senator of Culture and the Mayor of Lichtenberg have both expressed a willingness to help in some way. But Thore von Sengen is worried what happens to Berlin when it loses the places that make it unique.
If we want to keep Berlin as this wonderful place that is so colorful, then we need such facilities as the Rockhaus. That is really the question. It's not only a question between some musicians and the owner. I think it's a question that the whole city is concerned with.
I catch members of the band Arbeit Gemeinschaft Form in between practice on a Wednesday night. Their rehearsal room is filled with drum kits, speakers, and amps. They share their space and split their rent with two other bands. It works out to about 30 euros a month for each member. Martin Cielas isn't sure if the band could find an affordable place to practice if the Berliner Rockhaus closed.
More and more bands are looking for spaces, and it seems harder to find them. It's like this general gentrification problem.
Jan Slack is a drummer.
When we started here around 5 years ago, this was the outskirts of the city.
They're worried about what happens as development continues and the periphery of the city becomes the new center. Will there be space to make music on the fringes?
What I find really, really amazing and really beautiful about it is that it's a constant meeting point of all sorts of different influences. It's a culturally valuable thing to have that sort of melting pot.
Auge Form goes back to practicing their experimental mix of post-rock jazz. The Berliner Rockhaus is a house full of musicians, where some of them have found a home. For NPR Berlin, I'm Oluwakemi Alarisui.